can be very difficult to transact, whereas the kfarim, not that it's so easy, you need unanimity, but al das anshe, you wouldn't say oso a'ir, but al das anshe oso akvar, there would be a possibility. So the Rambam then goes on to say, b'nei akvar sheratzu limkar beis ha'knesses shalem oluv nos bedama beis ha'knesses acher. Right, that's an interesting case because it parallels the idea of Sefer Torah, where we discussed, okay, it's not Moridin Bakodesh, but it's also not Malin. So we talked about the idea of Beis HaKnesses Acher, should be built first. Okay, so B'nei HaKvar, Sheratzu Limkar Beis HaKnesses Shalem, Olub Nos Bedama Beis HaKnesses Acher, so they could finance it in a fancy way. They wouldn't have to destroy the existing Beis HaKnesses to build a new one. Olub Nos Bedama of Teva, with Sefer Torah, Tzrichin Lahasno Sal Alokeach, Shalom Laso, Sosalo Merchatzu Lo Bor Siki, so there's a restriction against what we call the Dala Dvarim, Merchatz, a bathhouse, a bursiki, a tanning house, Beis HaTvila, Kishmo Kenu, Velo Beis Hamayim. The Rambam assumes that's a kavisa, kind of a laundering center. Yeah. Exactly. Now, again, this all seems to be based on the idea of Ashimosius Mikdash Shechem, Afilu Bisman Shem Shomin, Harein Bikdusha son. So it doesn't mean that since it's no longer functioning as a Beis HaKnesses, even if it's not Shomim, even if you just sold it to be whatever it is, a museum, so it can't be a Davar Shel Bizayon. There's still an aspect of Kedusha that maintains there. Now, the Ravid is a Mistayeg from this. The Ravid, especially the continuation of the Rambam, where the Rambam says, "Vim hisnu shiva tuve ha'ir bima amar anshe ha'ir," as Gemara says, "b'shas mechira she'elukeach muter lasos bo kol elu muter." So the structure of many cities was, as the Gemara, in times of Gemara, that there is these kind of lay leaders, the shiva tuve ha'ir, but they can't just get in some smoke-filled room; they have to do it bima amar anshe ha'ir. Okay, in a public forum, if they make it tonight, that the lokeach should be able to make it a bursiki or a beis hakavisa or a beis hatvila, that would be permissible. The Ravid isn't so sure about that. The Kesef Mishnah thinks the Ravid may have had a slightly different girsa in the Gemara, but it is a very important discussion as to how the tanai, especially dealing with kedushas beis hakneses, afilu bizman shem shomim harehin bekedushasan, how this tanai is really meant to function, right? Because the Rambam says, then yeah, you can even take the beis hakneses and to turn it into a borsiki, right? Which should be en lecha bizayon gedola mizo. Okay, so the Ravid may under no circumstances permit something like that. Ravid's language is quoted here by the Kesef Mishnah. V'chasav Ravid ein zeh mechuvar. So the Ravid, very fascinating, is distinguishing between a case where it actually is shomim, and it's destroyed, and yet there would still be some vestige of kedusha. And he says that's a different kind of situation altogether. Maybe there a tznai would be moyel if you had shiva tuve here, that you could use it for planting purposes or whatever. But if this is still the same bias that was Muchan the Tvila, B'chalei Satvila, and echoes the same Kedusha Satvila, the Ravid is skeptical as to whether a Tnai of the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir, B'mamad Anche Ha'ir, would really help. Okay, so, fair point. But I think if we go back to the fundamentals of the Din, I think we can understand the Rambam's more expansive definition of Tanai, a definition that we'll have the opportunity to expand even further tomorrow. Because, again, what was the entire premise of the institution of Beis HaKnesses? So the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam says, Kol makom sheish bo asar mi Yisrael, sarech lahachin lo bayis sheikantu bo letvila v'chol eis tvila, u'makom zeh nikra Beis HaKnesses, v'kofin b'nei ha'ir zeh zeh livno slam Beis HaKnesses, v'liknoslam sefer Torah nevi'im u'ksuvim. That, yes, it's true that there's a chiyuv which is created by the very presence of Asara Mi'Yisrael, but as we noted at the time, it's striking that it's not called the Beis Tefillah. It's called the Beis HaKnesses, where the community gets together. Obviously, for the purposes of tefillah, she kansu bo tefillah, but again, the shorish is knesses. They gather together, bichol eis hatefillah, and therefore the B'nai Ayur are able to be kofez etzah for purposes of the Talmud Torah that's going to go in there, as we discussed, the mitzvah of avodas Hashem. So if that's really true, that it reflects the need of the community for tefillah b'tzibur, so again, insofar as these Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir are representatives of the community, right? We're not saying that they get together in a smoke-filled room somewhere and nobody knows what's going on, but B'ma'amad Anshei Ha'ir, if they are the legitimate representatives of those who are being gathered all together into this base HaKnesses that represents the spiritual needs of the Tzibur, so then indeed, Hiyan Osenes, then they are able to, if this is consistent with the needs of the community, that's why it has to be B'ma'amad Anshei Ha'ir, V'im Hisnu Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'ma'amad Anshei Ha'ir, B'shas Mechira, She'elokeach Mutter, La'asos Bo Kol Eilu, Mutter. Because again, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and this is a powerful idea, really comes from the fact that it services the needs of the community. So if you have the legitimate representatives of the community acting in a legitimate fashion, that is to say, b'ma'amad anshei ha'ir, as full and authorized members of the community, so he understands it's the very mechayiv of Beis HaKnesses, that the community should be represented, the community should have a place which is muchan l'tefillah, so that would allow them to unwind the kedusha of this particular Beis HaKnesses. Now, would it not to Ephraim is alleviate them from having a chiyuv of having a place to daven, right? As we said before, so that's why it has to be in place beforehand. But in terms of how one deals with the kedusha, the extant kedusha of the first Beis HaKnesses, right? The Ravid is mistayeg. He's just not so sure that you could do that with a place, as he says, lo amri lechal habayis shahaya letvila lios borsiki. How could you do that with a place that was once the makom shikantu bo letvila bechol eis hatvila? And I think the Rambam would respond, but yeah, it existed for the purposes of the tzibor. So again, once they have a replacement location, hopefully an even better location, that's absolutely legitimate for the tzibor, through the proper representatives, through the appropriate channels, Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'ma'amad Anshei Ha'ir, to unwind the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, specifically because the entire existence of the institution was for the purposes of the Tzibur altogether.